On this episode of Cubs Out Loud, the crew catches up then discusses the common problem of dating disillusionment. Plus, we discuss the greatest lie in advertising, fun size. So turn up the volume and enjoy another full-sized episode. COL 207 starts now. Sunday, April 14th, 2013. I'm Jeff.
Me, not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
I'm Eric.
Oh, that's attractive.
And I'm Gary.
Sassy gals, get the hose.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 207. And I have vodka in the room.
alcohol.
Yeah, after yesterday's day at work, I needed some. So I did a little wow time and got drunk all at the same time. It was awesome.
Yay.
There's my week. Yeah. So I survived the I have no money thing.
Ah, yay.
Yay.
And got money.
And yay.
Then I paid my bills. almost was without internet access for a day, but fortunately I paid it before they cut it off.
Excellent.
So
rebel you.
I stayed that, but otherwise staying home, made meatloaf because I like meatloaf. And ran out of spaghetti.
Which, ooh.
But that's okay. I got more. So that's my thrilling week.
Couple of weeks.
Yeah, so I'm very boring.
Well, you know, you
just
couldn't really
just
do
letting
much.
You know, I'm fine.
Well, you really couldn't do much, and then you probably had your money, and then you had to pay bills, so
yeah.
Then you couldn't do anything.
Fortunately, the bills was a credit card, my utilities, my phone, my internet, my Netflix, and that's it.
See, so there you go.
And I contributed to two of the Kickstarter funded. So that was drawn from the account. Fortunately, they had a pre-authorization, which I could never take the money from. So it was always there in the first place. So
cool, cool.
I don't have to worry about that. Anyways, moving on. Somebody talk about some more interesting week.
Damon, what did you do? Or well, who did you do?
Hey now. Nobody.
What? Aww.
Not hey, even husband?
Actually, no. We yeah.
Yeah, really. That deserves a gay gasp.
I will explain because it'll make
you better.
Sense. Okay. So, actually, I'm going to share a link on the Facebook page of the Men's Chorus concert.
Everybody dance now!
Help me.
On the Facebook page?
Wait, on which Facebook page? Because I took that as Cubs, on the Men's Chorus Facebook
No, on page. The Cubs Out Loud Facebook page. I'm about to share it.
That's what I thought. I don't know why he said that a different one.
So
because I'm strange, weird, and unique, damn it.
Okay. But there we go. So it's on, a couple of weeks ago, the Men's Chorus had its extravaganza concert. It was awesome. Just to put it simply, it was awesome. We sold out Saturday night, and we were pretty close to selling out Sunday afternoon. The audience loved it, and especially the Saturday night crowd were really, really responsive. Not saying that the Sunday crowd wasn't into it, they just weren't as like energetic and really getting everything and laughing, and you know,
they were a quiet audience.
Yeah, they enjoyed things, but they weren't as enthusiastic, as it were. But it was, the shows went really well. You'll see the video. This is the last number of the concert. We did Dancing Queen as an encore. You can't do ABBA without doing Dancing Queen. Sorry. Just anyway. So that pretty much took over my last week. In the meantime, my husband has been in a production of Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None, which is that fun little murder mystery play that was really well done as well. So he's been in rehearsals for that. I was in rehearsals for Men's Chorus. I had this week off from Men's Chorus, but he didn't. So on Friday, I saw his show. I went comic book shopping because, the comic book store is right across the street.
Yeah, my comic book store is in my hand.
Well,
that kind of sounded perverted for a moment.
Very.
I actually was kind of like, ooh, that sounds sexy. Oh
there is a comic called Sex, app. By the way. There's a new comic called Sex.
Yeah. But so I did my comic book shopping, then dropped the box off in the car, and then went to see his show. Last night, the Scorpions of Cincinnati, the leather group I belong to, had our sports night wet jock contest. I was again the wetter, as it were, which is always fun. I love doing
okay,
it.
Okay, wait, just pause for a second. So what you mean is you made people wet?
Yes.
Okay.
I made people wet with water.
Not a yellow hanky kind of activity, huh?
No, not a yellow hanky kind of activity, no. No.
Somebody wet just by looking sexy or something.
That too. The squirt bottles, it was fun. Goodness gracious. So between that and doing his show, my thing, and then next week I start rehearsals again. He opens a show at his theater, and then he still has one more week of the show he's in. So not really a whole lot of free time, as it were.
Okay, so we really need to work on this whole moving in together thing.
Yeah, I know. Shut up. But yes, it was a fun time. Great couple of weeks. I'll be happy when we start rehearsals for the next show, because according to Casey, our director, we're going to be doing some really great music. So we'll see. It's our Pride concert, so yay.
Oh, so it's your tribute to RuPaul. Fabulous.
You mean we're not going to sing it? We're just going to auto-tune everything?
Oh. That's throwing some shade, girl. You know better than that. You wait till you meet Mama Ru. She's going to smack you down.
That was nothing at all. I have much love for you, RuPaul.
Hey, that rhymed. You're a poet and you didn't even know it.
But yes, so that's been my couple of weeks.
Eric, honestly, I just misheard you a little bit, Damon, and I was a lot more amused when I thought you said the Cincinnati Men's Choir were doing their jock night. now I kind of want you to do a Jock Jams choral next year.
Oh, good God.
And then just have a part of it where you all just like
I could see 60 guys doing Bare Naked Ladies or
wow.
No.
David, come on. Girl, don't be putting that down, cuz
we're an inclusive society.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, you could make it a private closed door event. You could probably charge, I don't know what your standard ticket price is, but you could probably charge more for the entire chorus to be standing there in jock straps. And I could see that happening. In fact, I got a friend who's in the Rochester men's gay chorus. I'm going to talk to him about that idea and be like, I got a fundraiser idea for you.
Yeah.
Naked boy singing.
Well, they're not totally naked.
Yeah, I know, but we'll see. You got to realize this is Cincinnati. There's some, maybe some, there's probably some law somewhere that having so many men in a room without with just jock straps on is just violating some kind of code. I'm sure.
And here I thought you were going to say, I know the chorus and some of them, well, I don't want to be looking in that direction.
I'm trying to be nice.
This reminds me of when I worked at a gay campground that was clothing optional, and everybody was like, ooh, like they got all titillated because, you know, there were men running around naked. And I was like, trust. Because wherever I was, I would say, now look around. Every person you see immediately in the vicinity, imagine them naked. And they would look at me and I'm like, no, do it. For it right now, just wherever you is, imagine them all naked. I said, and that's what my job was. It's not exciting. It's not like it's not a titty bar. It's not a strip club. It's not, you know. I said, they all ain't pretty, including me. I said, so it's not what you think it is. Well, just saying.
You are pretty, Gary.
Well, thank you. I try. I thank my parents for the genetics and, you know. Anyways. By the way, I'm in rare form because I'm drinking Coke and it's what's called ginger snap. It's a very yummy liqueur. Anyways, Eric, I'm sorry.
Girls,
what were you talking about?
You're all pretty.
Oh, that's okay. My weeks have been very quiet, very busy at work. Like everywhere else in the country, we've had a lot of weird weather. So, you know, we're doing a lot of coming home and then putting in all the air conditioners and then coming back the following morning to find out that it's 32 degrees out.
Yeah.
And I've been working on the garden, getting our yard in order, all that stuff. Nothing exciting. I'm a suburbanized.
Hmm.
So what have you been up to, Gary?
Oh, good lordy. Well, had this
there
thing
must not have been much that had been done for you this week at all. It must have been really slow and boring week.
Oh, yeah, I so wish. Well, we had Transfer, and
yay,
it was a splashing success. There were bumps in the road, things that came up unexpected, so you just try to roll with the punches. The general feeling overall was that people came. Well, okay, people arrived, they had a good time, and then they left. So, but, well, you know, I'm not going to say that everybody came because I don't know if that happened. That's not my job.
No.
I've seen some pictures. I think they did.
Oh, well.
Thank you, Mr. Bonham.
This week has been recouping, but let's see. I was off Monday. That was the moving day. I stay at the hotel through till Monday, so then I got to move everything back to my place. Tuesday was the recap meeting with the committee, and then I was working Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday like a madman to catch up for when I was out for a week. And still dealing with a bunch of stuff. We've got invoices still coming in for bills due, things to square up. And as at the same time, we're also trying to begin to prepare for next year. So, yeah, it's been kind of crazy. But my life is now resuming some semblance of normalcy, if you can
Hooray.
Believe it. And I miss talking to you guys. It was a little out of sorts. In fact, there was a podcast recording that took place during Drench Fur, and I kind of offered to be involved in it, but I was not really invited. So I'm not throwing any shade or causing any drama. I'm just saying I have always made myself available over the years. If anybody's coming and they're going to be at the run and they record a podcast of any sort, I've always been available for an interview, and I was not asked. So, you know, I was like, that's fine.
Got it.
Bitches, I got better things to do. like run this entire weekend. No.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
No, in all seriousness, it was good. It was fun. I had a little mental breakdown over the course of the weekend.
Okay.
I'll talk publicly about it. 9 years of putting this event on. This year, I got the least amount of sleep out of any year, which was not planned nor expected. And Saturday night, we had a little snafu with the transportation, which I had no control over, and being an OCD person, I was not very happy about that. And so there was that. I didn't know if my photographer was even in the water park because he didn't tell me that he was there, which he wasn't supposed to, but it was one of those, like, I had no clue where he was and I didn't know if he was still stuck at the hotel. Here come to find out he was in the water park. The water park forgot about the group picture that we take to be prepared for it, which wasn't a big deal. They, you know, they course corrected quickly, but there was a lot of things that culminated very fast. And then I had a little snitty fit, as I do. And I decided that I was just done with dealing with all the crap. And I was like, so the photographer's like, well, you know, put on your swimsuit and come downstairs because I'm in the lobby taking care of people arriving. And I said, I'm not even going to go in the water park. And everybody just stared at me. So I had a little drama moment because I was at my breaking point. So anyways, I quickly collected myself, threw on my swimsuit, went downstairs. And for those that have been to the water park, they kind of understand you have to go down a flight of steps or an elevator to the main level, past the food court. It's a big, big place. And then you turn the corner and there's a hallway and it leads to the new section where the wave pool is, which is where we have the group picture. And I turn the corner and everybody's waiting. That's going to be in the picture, like over 250 some guys.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was our biggest event ever. It was our biggest turnout and they all start cheering my name.
Aww.
Now, what I didn't know is that they had already been doing that, but the sound acoustics in this place, you could never hear anything anywhere. It's just loud everywhere and nothing, sound does not travel. It just gets absorbed into, you know, the rest of the noise. So anyways, they were cheering my name and the photographer's yelling at me to run. And they have this god-awful rubber mat stuff that has these little nubbies that hurt like a mofo on your feet to walk across, let alone run. So I was like, I'm not running. I'm like, y'all can just wait for my fat ass to walk and get over off this stuff. So anyways, I finally walked. And I was just in such a piss-ass mood. So I like walked straight into the wave pool. Like everybody was all lined up. And I just walked dead center. Spun around. They took their group picture. They were supposed to shut off the wave machine. They didn't.
Oh.
So just as we got the big group shot done, the siren goes off announcing that the wave machine is starting up again because it goes in cycles.
Oh.
So, of course, everyone starts groaning and we're all kind of laughing because then sure enough, the waves start hitting the group from the back. And what happens is it's like dominoes and it forces everyone to move forward towards the shallow end, like, which we're already kind of in. But I mean, it's like it's momentum force and you can't avoid it. So anyways, it was quite fun. So they got a bunch of pictures and Jamie, who was our photographer, you know, gets down off the ladder and this and that. And he showed me the group picture and I just started to get emotional and I was really not expecting that. And so a couple people that were standing there next to me were supportive. And Jamie, I feel bad for him. He's a great kid. And, you know, he's going to be going off to college in Chicago starting this year. And JP and Earl, who have been supporting and building him as a beautiful young man, you know, he just kind of looked at me and he just was like, oh, like he didn't kind of expect that reaction from me. Yeah. So I, you know, pulled myself together and I went to walk over and a very good friend of mine, Steve, who's been coming since the beginning and we call each other sisters because we're like family. I walked over and I talked to him for a second and he said, what's up? And I said, can I have a hug? And he kind of looked at me really funny because rarely does anyone, I think, in this world ask another person for a hug. And let alone when Steve knows that I've done that, which I've never done before, he just was like, okay. So he puts down the – I think he puts down the corn dog he was eating. I don't even know what he was doing at the moment. And he gave me a hug and I had a little breakdown.
Aww.
So – and – you know, and he's like, everything will be fine. He's like, you know, what's going on? So then I explained to him about the series of things that just didn't happen. And it was all minor stuff. And it all hit me at once. And I explained about the group picture because when John Riley and I started this thing 8 years ago, we just wanted to get a bunch of guys together. And I just never imagined we would have hundreds of guys get the experience of being themselves and being accepted regardless of their body type, to just be in a space and to have fun, you know, and to do that kind of a thing. So, yeah, it was a special moment. And and then I was going to leave, and then Steve, being supportive and being the big sister, so to speak, he was like, "You're going in the hot tub." And I was like, "But I got to go back to the hotel. Like, I'm going to be late." And he's like, "To hell with it." So we went, and I sat in the hot tub like I usually do every year for about 15 minutes. And then I got to dash off and do something else. But it was fun and it was good. And so I just posted a bunch of the pictures last night on the Facebook group. They're getting posted to our gallery, and lots of great photos from people from that came to the run. I can't be nothing but proud of what the committee and I put together. You know, my seven guys that helped make the weekend, couldn't have done it without them in that case. So my faith in humanity has been restored.
Yay. 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 Picture of that group picture. It's right on the Drench for website. It's must have had a little shrink down. But, looks really nice. And I can see you right there in the middle, with the only one with the towel around his neck.
Yeah, I'm the goofball that always wears the souvenir towel in the group picture. But the best part of it is that when we go to light up for the picture, Bert, who has his arm around me, who's in the picture to the left of me, taller than me, he's a sweetheart. He's been coming for years. He's like standing there, and I'm trying to get the towel. Like, I just had it around my neck, and everybody's, you know, JB's trying to take the picture, and I'm trying to tell him to wait a second. And you can't, of course, hear, because he's up on a ladder, and I turn around and said, "It's all about product placement, bitches." So, but yeah, no, it's I don't know what to say other than it is all worth it, despite
all. I wish I was there. There's a lot of hot guys in that picture.
You know what? And I will have to say this, Jeff. You know, if you guys want to consider it, I would, you know, humbly and gladly have you join us next year. I agree. This group of guys is a special group. I had people tell me something. I got a phone call yesterday from someone who was his first time, and he's planning on coming back next year. He had a question about registering for next year. And I asked him, he said, "This is like no other bear run I've ever been to, and I want to thank you for that." And then I said, "Okay." Like, the conversation goes on, and then I circled back and I said, "I have a question. Why did you say that?" And he explained, he said, "Because you guys don't have attitude." He said, "I was able to walk up nearly to any group at any time throughout the weekend, and I didn't get, you know, this like cliquish exclusive, you know, people don't want to really talk." And he said, you know, and he said he's used to that far too much at bear and leather runs, where there's kind of this, not attitude, but just kind of this personality or this energy. Mm-hmm. And it's probably one of the proudest things I have about what we do is it's just, you know, it's just meant to be fun. God bless. Like, you know, just go and do the thing and leave the shit at the door or wherever. So yeah, they, very friendly group of guys, all of them great, you know, all walks of life, all colors, all sizes. So yeah, they did good. And we try to make it as good a time as we can.
Is that William?
So
sitting
y'all are welcome for next year, cause it's Drench for 10. And, I don't know what the hell we're going to do, but everyone's all excited cause it's 10 years. So like an anniversary thing.
Is that William Brown at your feet?
That sounds kind of, anyways. Yes.
Oh,
that's my good friend William. Steve, who I was talking about, is of course dead center down front, laying in the water.
Oh, Steve, I know Steve. Well, I know of him.
Yeah. They and in fact, when you guys get a chance, when the gallery's up, if you're not on the Facebook group, look through the pictures. We did a MASH 4077 themed buffet dinner on Friday night or Saturday night, and it was a lot of fun. We had MASH TV episodes playing on the big screen in the background. Steve came as Klinger. He's always good for a laugh. Eric Tigger Bear from Chicago was there. He came as Hot Lips Houlihan with the biggest set of jugs you've ever seen in your life. There are some great pictures of the two of them together, and that's why I do it. These guys make it fun. I mean, I and the committee, we do everything we can to provide that space, but y'all got to bring it, you know?
Yeah. And,
it's no different than anything else I imagine you've been in, whether it be going to a bar for an event or a meeting or, you know, a LAN get together, whatever. You got to bring your own energy and your stuff to make it happen. Yep. All right, enough of my sappiness. What the hell are we going to talk about today?
Well, we still have – do we have any feedback or anything? Anything?
Nope. We do have – actually, there is one thing. Since the last time I checked, we had Aaron Harvey and Neil Piska.
Piska.
Who have liked our Facebook page. We very, very much appreciate that. And apparently my sister's taxes haven't been done, so I'm supposed to pick on her about that. So I'm about to post about that, but that's another conversation. I completed my taxes in January. Just saying. And I'm going to take my sister on the Facebook. Maybe my mother will be proud of me for doing that. She said, if you want to contact your sister, you could ask if her taxes are done. Don't mention that I suggested that.
Nice.
I go, I thought she had it done. I was like, oh, wait a minute. That was Kevin's post about my brothers. Yeah. Anyway, completely and utterly random. That was a random act of kindness mid-show. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I actually did my taxes just a couple of weeks ago. So
slack.
I just don't. Anyway,
hey, Eric, if anything, it's done.
Yeah,
it's done.
Yeah,
I don't get a whole lot of money. I just, you know, do them to because you have to.
I had the reverse. I had to pay money.
Well, yeah, but so
the previous year I got $80. This is all because I actually make more money than I used to. I have to pay money because I make more money. I hate you, Chris. I hate you so much. Besides the fact that you keep screwing around at the beginning of the year, do you want us to report the mortgage insurance or not? Okay, so if you get it corrected, 1098, don't think that the interest numbers are wrong. That's probably right. It's probably something to do with the mortgage insurance, and it's not our fault. And if you got a principal reduction through HAMP, well, yes, you have to report the whole freaking amount, even though the whole freaking amount hasn't been forgiven yet. Hey, if you paid off the loan right now, we would already forgive the rest of it. So shut up and just file your damn taxes.
And in rant.
Well, Eric, are your taxes done?
Yes.
Bitch.
Okay.
$6.
You got $6 back or you had to pay
$6? Yeah. Well, I got $6 back from the feds, and I'm paying $6 to the state, so it all works out.
They kind of broke even. Nice thing about Texas. No state taxes. I'll federal. It makes things a little bit cheaper because I don't have to pay TurboTax twice.
So, Gary, have you done yours?
No.
Oh.
Let me explain why my taxes aren't done.
Okay, Gary
Bob. Robot.
Hang on a sec. Yeah.
Ultron Gary.
You know when I got my taxes done? January.
Probably because your taxes are simple and easy, correct?
Maybe.
I plead the fifth.
If the form tells you it's easy, it's easy.
No, I actually still paid $19.99 to TurboTax to file my taxes.
So the reason that my taxes are not done is because, long story short, my family has stocks and it counts towards your income. So consequently, some of my parents' stocks are being put over under my Social Security number because it's going to count against them for Social Security income. Blah, 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 blah. Because the way our government sets up is if you have any potential of money, it's counted as income, regardless of whether you're using it or not.
Yeah.
So anyways, we've been going through this process for 2 years to try to get everything converted over. And you have to go through these forms and you have to have this special bank notary. Oh, it's I'm telling you, people, it's big balls and not in a pleasant way. So consequently, I thought that everything was ready to go. So I'm trying to get all my – what the however the hell the damn form is. And I can't get all of them because one website won't allow me to log in even though I already have access because I don't have my administration password. And how do you get administration password? You have to request it and then they mail it to you because we're in a digital fucking age and we have to send snail mail because that's secure because the goddamn post office is perfect.
Hey, if you want a damn copy of your note, we're mailing it to you. We're not even faxing or emailing it. Just shut the fuck up.
Yes. I'm like, are you serious? So I vented to the tax preparer that my father has in another state who does our taxes. And I was like, my taxes are not ready because I only have half of the paperwork for blah, blah, blah. I don't have access to this thing, yada, yada, yada. So needless to say, I told him, go ahead and start us on an extension request because obviously I just expect things to work better, faster, and easier in 20 goddamn 13.
And that's your fault.
Yeah, that's kind of a frequent thing that people talk about when they're calling me. And they complain about the website or can I email these forms? No. And I'm like, yeah. And like our system's all like back in the 80s. And I'm like, kill me.
Yeah, my thing is, you know what? Like, I just wanted to get the damn form in a PDF and send it to my tax preparer so I could simply just, ta-da, and we're done. And I'm sure in another year, maybe, I'll be able to do that. But my great-great-grandparents originally bought into the Ma and Pa Bell way back in the day. And ever since then, they've been split and rebought and transitioned. And so now they're like 50 companies, which is why it's a pain in the ass. And I'm going to tell my father, I'll be like, I think we need to consolidate to like the big ones and get rid of these piddly little, like, you know, two stocks of this and three shares of that. Like, ugh, it's a fucking pain in the ass. I don't like stocks. I'm just going to say it right now. I think they're ridiculous and they're a pain in the ass. And this is one more reason that I just really don't like them. And that would be Gary's gripe.
Ha! Yay!
Gary's gripe of the week!
So now that we've totally derailed and we talked about taxes, what the hell are we going to talk about? We were talking about feedback.
Look, dude, Gary, you're just totally disillusioned.
Very disillusioned.
And speaking of disillusions, that's our topic for this.
I already did the segue. I'm trying to segue for my segue.
I'm going to segue for your segue. Raise you a segue.
Speaking of delusions. That's really what it would be. Anyways, I will say this. I'm not quite sure about this one. I like how to explain this one or anything. So I'm gonna hand this on over to you guys.
Okay. Gary?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to just hand it to Gary.
So here's the deal. It has happened to me. I imagine it's happened to other people. And I think we should somehow build the poll off of this. Here's the topic, kids. Have you ever met a guy and or seen a guy, let's say looked at a profile, maybe even chatted with the person. And then you kind of like there's just this thing. And I imagine when you're younger, you're more prone to this, like, oh, he's perfect. Like, you know, he looks great. He has a nice personality. He has a job. He has a vehicle, maybe, you know, is able to get around, has friends, is social. He's sexy, witty, funny, like whatever the things are that you like. And then you end up discovering that it's not really what you thought it was, and you end up disappointed because it was all kind of a package appearance. And then you get to know them and you're like no, don't want to buy it. Can I return it? Where's my receipt?
Well, explain kind of one of your experiences.
Oh, there's been a whole series of times I've seen a guy in a place, I'll admit it, in a bar, and I'm kind of like, well, hello there. And I walk over and I have a chat, and sometimes the disillusionment is immediate. I will tell a story, and this is not meant to be disparaging. This is a true, and I will use the person's name because it helps to explain. I was in a bar here in my hometown, and there was this nice, young, handsome gentleman, and a friend of mine introduces him and says, oh, have you met my friend Bo? Now, Bo is a, you know, a masculine, you know, name, and he has this nice, thick, dark, full goatee. And, you know, so I'm, you know, I'm, this whole thing's building up in my mind. It's like, oh, his name is Bo, and he's attractive, and he's nice, and blah, blah, blah. And then he opens his mouth. And he sticks out his hand, and he says, hi, my name is Bo. Sorry. In my head, I kept saying aloud to myself, smile, smile, smile. Keep smiling. Shit. Because I was not prepared. I didn't know how to handle that. So that's an example of immediate disillusionment. Like, you have this thing in your head. Yeah. You build up this thing, and then you meet them, and then you go, oh. And then I'll give you another example, and I've already talked about this before. My dear friend Kendall. Love you, Kendall. Before I met him, I had an impression of who he was because I had seen him photographically. And then I met him in person. And then what I had built up in my mind was not what who he is. And there's nothing wrong with who he is. He's actually far better than what I had, you know, imagined. But it was just this like, I thought you, okay, guess not.
Yeah. Okay, I will admit to the Kindle thing as well, because not that I, you know, it just like you said, you have this perception. Kindle was, I have a folder on my old desktop full of bear pictures, and there are at least 20 of Kindle. So, yeah.
Infatuated so, much?
Didn't say that. But so, yeah, you know, I had this whole idea, and then we went to the Bear Run in Nashville like some years ago. And that's when I actually first met Kendall. And yeah, I won't say it shattered the illusion, but it definitely put some cracks in it. But at the same time, I will admit, the cracks were filled with a different good. You know, I've got to know this person. I've got a better sense of this person. And since then, I mean, I totally respect and have much love for the guy, because given the whole, you know, status, quote unquote, you know, of him, he always will say hello. He will always give me a hug. He will always, you know, ask how I'm doing every time I've seen him. And he never forgets me, which I, you know, if you've met so many people, it's, you know, I don't think I'd make that big an impression on people, but it was kind of like, oh, and he, you know, he loved my, I think the first or second time we met, he talked about my live journal, you know, and just, it's stuff like that. And it's just like, hey, you know, he's paying attention, and that's kind of cool. Really freaking awesome, you know, so, and I will actually speak of the disillusionment from the opposite end. Given I've always been the you know, I'm a bear and I'm a cub or whatever, and I've been on bear sites for quite a while, but I still get the fun, to put it simply, prejudgment since I'm a black man. Of the somewhat, some people want that thug, you know, they want the doesn't talk proper, doesn't, you know, dress proper, doesn't all this stuff. They want that. So even though they've seen a picture of me online, we've chatted and I'm able to make complete sentences and I never really use any major slang, especially when I'm chatting, they still don't get it. And I've had a couple of guys meet me, and they were I think what they were expecting was not what they got. And do I care? Hell no. Cause you know what, I'm me, but it just was like, I think I even had one guy, we met in a bar. I said, hello, we talked for like 5 minutes and he did the, phone call. like, I've got a call and stepped out of the bar and I never saw him again. Yeah. But I had a good fucking time at the bar afterwards. Uh-oh.
What?
Everyone got quiet.
I think I've had that I've had that situation myself, and I don't even have the black thing to fall back on. I went through my entire 20s telling everybody in every profile I have I'm painfully shy. Nobody believes it because I'm very chatty online.
Yeah.
But then you get there and it's like, oh, crickets. And then, okay, we'll just break off now. Have a good day.
Yeah. Because I can be, I'm the same way. Sometimes I'm not painfully shy, but I can be shy at times. I don't have the best social interaction skills. I will admit it. I can be really friendly, especially when I know you, and especially if I've talked to you online. I will admit that. But if we've never met and I just happen to see you, yeah, it's very hard for me to approach someone. And once I've done that, I have a really difficult time maintaining a conversation because I really have nothing to go off on. You know, you would hope that in a conversation you would have things to, you know, bounce off of, you know, oh, you like music and what do you think about this new CD or whatever, you know, kind of going from there, branching from a general topic to get something more specific. But no, doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm better about it now, but particularly when I was younger, you know, I'm not exactly, well, I'm a hefty guy. And growing up particularly, you're used to being treated as if you're either some monster that's going to break everything or just less than a person because of your weight. And so I let people make the first move, which is never a good idea. And I'm sure I've messed up on more trade than I could think about, but what could you do?
Yeah. I will tell you this much. There are so many porn stars, that have, I've either met or because of seeing videos and whatnot, they do those behind the scenes stuff where especially the really supposed rugged masculine ones that are, you hear them in the videos and they have this deep pitch voice and they're all gruff and growly and whatnot. And then you see the behind the scenes and you kind of go, ooh, girl.
It's kind of like that scene from Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, not J-E-F-F-E-R-Y, which is the proper spelling, but they spelled it wrong, but that's okay. When Patrick Stewart is telling the story about, well, I said, just wanted to show you that we're not all queens. And then he goes, oh, look at her.
Uh-huh.
It's like, yeah, he's putting on some sort of gruff exterior, but when you're talking to him in regular conversation, it's like purse ball. For me, I don't think I quite get the at least for people's reactions to myself. I think I've been able to authentically put everything up front. So they kind of know what to expect. I mean, I've got a whole bunch of pictures online. All my pictures are very authentic. So when I show up and I show my face, especially if I'm looking for, I'm going to go meet somebody, they're going to see my face first. And so they already know, okay, this is what the guy looks like. And he's cute. He's this cute little cub. It's too little because got a little belly on me, but still, it always seems up front because I've never really had anybody who, at least that I know of, that really got too disillusioned and anything that I was doing. I've never been immediately ditched, but I've had like where there was a one guy who I just kind of says. Found on Growler, and I just happened to be at the Iron Bear when Cookie from the Cubby House was here visiting, and I was like, I saw him on Growler, and I saw him across the bar, and I just kind of sent a quick little message saying, I think you're at the Iron Bear, and if you are, you're really good looking, everything. And he comes over. The conversation doesn't go anywhere because, kind of like Eric, I'm painfully shy. Frequently, one of the reasons why I don't go to the bar, I go to the bar, I sit in the corner, I may have a panic attack, and I'll leave. Sometimes not, but or I just get bored because I'm not going up to anybody, and I'm terrible at having a conversation with somebody, which may seem weird considering I'm talking on a podcast practically on a weekly basis here. Yet, for some reason, at a bar, I don't know where to go with a conversation. It's kind of like I need to have some sort of route. A friend of mine had mentioned, well, you just kind of have to do small talk stuff. And I'm like, small talk is boring. I want to do small talk. Like, it's like, here's a great way to start a conversation. I like your shirt. Where'd you get it? You know, that sort of thing, which is pure small talk. And I'm like, I don't care unless I really like the shirt and I want one. And I'm like, ooh, where'd you get the shirt? Oh, from here? Okay, I'm going to go online and order it. I'm going to pull it up on my phone and be like, oh, there it is. Maybe I'll order it later after I get paid or something. So I'm a terrible conversationalist. I mean, how I get into any relationship, I'm kind of shocked. and so it gets really confusing and everything. But I really say, pretty much put it all out there. I say, I'm a nerd. What are you doing? I'm playing WoW. And what's WoW? And I go, World of Warcraft. And then I don't hear from them. Because they're like, oh, you're one of those guys. But then it's like, well, if you're going to think like that, F you. And move on. Or there's going to be a guy who is interested in it, plays World of Warcraft. I do too. What server do you play on? What type of tune do you play? I go like, well, I've got 22 tunes. I got Alliance and Horde, two separate servers, and Dren and Earth and Ring, and I'm part of Alea Act S, one of the largest guilds in the game, and I have my Alliance characters are in this bear guild. So I can start like going on. Negative rolling. Sorry that took so long. We're now back to our regularly scheduled program, and I have absolutely no idea what you missed. quick summary. I have not experienced anybody being disillusioned by myself, but I have had disillusionment because I haven't asked for a pace pitcher. There we go. That's a good summary of everything.
Yeah. And then I was going along the lines of, we've all had that no face pitcher, no picture. I think we've all had that experience. I think every, especially now, gay man on any chat site or social app, whatnot, has had that issue happen. And then Eric said,
I was saying I haven't experienced that so much, but I have experienced, particularly in my current location, a lot of people put up other people's pictures as their own.
Really?
Which is ridiculous, because how are you going to hide that? And yet you meet them and you think that it's somebody you met in the bar, and no, it's somebody that they dated 28 years ago.
Shit.
And it's just, ugh.
I've never quite gotten that. I've knew some people that for a long time. Well, there was, I mean, some years ago, there was a guy that was using Kendall's pictures on Bear 411.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I had another guy that was using Davy Bear from Canada. They were using his pictures, and he wasn't quite local, but he was in the States. And it was just like, I saw that and I went, okay, no, I know that guy. I know that guy's picture. I know who he looks like. That's not you. So I sent the link over to Davy Bear and told him, and he got the guy, you know, removed, whatnot. But it's just, I mean, Like you're either never going to meet anybody ever, and you're just online playing this stupid fucking game, which is probably what you're doing, or you're going to, you know, eventually meet somebody, and it's, you know, how are you going to explain yourself? Like, how?
Yeah, when I first moved up here, Chester and I stayed with an old friend of his from the 80s. And this guy still posted pictures of himself from 1982. Never mind the fact that he was 30 then and he was now 65.
Wow.
And his theory was he would post that he was 38 years old online. And when you got there, what are you going to do? Turn away a blowjob. And apparently it worked for him.
Really?
Because he got a ton ahead. But he's still living alone after 20 years. Well, 30 years on his own. I don't get it. And, you know, we all know somebody else who does the same thing, who thinks that I don't get the idea of, you know, I'm 25 years old when I'm 40 years old in real life. And I'm going to just post this picture from 1992 and airbrush out the Boys to Men in the background. And, you know, nobody will know because in my head I'm still 25 years old. I don't get that.
I don't get it either. Like, I really don't. I mean, I can understand, like, you know, I have my pictures and, you know, I'm sure they're a couple of years old by now. Some are, you know, but I mean, it's not like unless I've made like a major dramatic change, you're going to recognize me unless there's just like, yeah. But, you know, if I happen to take a picture, I mean, I have a picture from when I, like, 12 years ago. And I'm just thinking, like, if I posted that picture out, would people not know that's me? And I would think not. But at the same time, I know it's not me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I look differently than I did then. So,
I make a point of trying to post newer pictures of me on my profiles online. Like, granted, most of my stuff is all face shots, but that's because I personally think that if you're going to objectify my body for the reason that you're going to be interested in me, then that's a different issue. And that's just kind of the way I feel about it. So I make a point of trying to once a year get newer pictures of me at an event or something posted and available on my profiles, whether it be Facebook or, you know, a social crusade or whatever, because that way I feel like it's being authentic. Plus I leave my other stuff up. So if anybody bothers to pay attention, they can see the transition over time. The difference between a goatee and a beard or short hair or longer hair or whatever it is. So that when I show up, they are not like, oh, you don't look anything like your pictures. I'm actually amused and confused when people say, oh, you look just like your picture. And I'm thinking, well, isn't that the whole goddamn point?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I guess I'm probably pretty selective on the whole, if you don't have pictures, not so sure about meeting. Kind of thing. Yeah. Because I don't want to, you know, I can't imagine what it's like to meet somebody who really isn't who they say they are, because to me that speaks to bigger issues. So if a person like Eric was describing is posting pictures from like vintage 83 and we're talking 30 years ago, you know, I don't even know, because my thought is there's something going on there. With that. And I'm not saying that's wrong. I can't connect in that case. So I don't know. I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
So I think this leads us to a poll. The question is, well, what is the poll going to be in our answers to option for folks? Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I typed something. See if we like it. Stream of consciousness.
In the meantime, while they're figuring out the specifics of the poll, let's talk about last week's poll. We were talking about bear runs. I'm going to bear runs with your significant other. And what's the run rule? We have plenty of options here. Let me actually get to the right order here. Hold on. Because when I see the results, it always orders it by a certain order. So we said, anything goes. What happens on the run stays at the run. The safety dance, couple time, menage a trois. Or lesbian lover rules. Don't even look. Or other. No one said other. So I think we pretty much got the options pretty much taken care of. Menage a trois and lesbian lover rules. No. No one even does that. So I guess everybody can look. We got one vote for couple time. We have two for the safety dance. So condoms, please. What happens at the run stays on a run was voted for three. And the highest at four was anything goes.
Wow.
So I guess the relationship is like, you know what? We don't have a relationship right now. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
we'll reconnect the relationship later on. Just say. Yeah.
I will, honey, I will see you on Sunday. Mwah, bye. And go.
So does this mean that bears are sluts? Just asking.
No, I don't know. I think
I'd say yes.
We'll say this. A good majority of bears are sluts, not all of them.
I will say this. I think men are hormonally driven.
Yes.
No, that's quite true.
That is true.
And therefore, their behaviors and actions stem from that. And I know that couples, triads, or quads, they all have different rules and dynamics of how they operate. And I think if you're gonna be open in your relationship, no matter what level it is, you just have to have everything figured out ahead of time, and you need to have some serious conversation about the emotional and psychological aspects of that. And I realize that's a territory people probably don't want to get into or don't think they can, but trust, if you do not, it will rear its head, and it will be unfortunate, and then you've got a bigger thing that you got to deal with.
Yes. And do we have any trauma entrants for?
Define drama, because there's all kinds.
Drama in accordance to the run rule are our poll. Do we have any?
I will say this. I am personally aware of a situation in which there was some hurt feelings. There were some things. There had been communication, but then there was confusion. Like it was kind of a drawn out situation that resolved itself, I think, rather well. But notably, the reason why I was made aware of it is because I know who the individuals are, and I was actually asked to come talk to people. And not to make light of it, although it was quite funny, I mentioned to very dear friends of mine, Drew and William, who were there. We had lunch on Friday together. I ran away briefly for like an hour on during the run before it really kicked off, because we're great friends, and we had some Greek food for lunch. And while we were talking, I mentioned that the previous night I had been talking with, you know, folks who were going through the situation, or they're trying to determine, you know, what is reasonable and not, and all this kind of stuff. And it's a growing thing in a relationship. It happens all the time. It's not, you know, anything to say that they're having problems. It's just what happens. And so I'm describing this. And then, of course, Drew and William made fun of me because there was something about – there was a conversation – And there was this relation, and they said, so you're kind of like, you're all Oprah, like you want everyone to love and to get along, but you're a hard ass like Dr. Phil because you just tell it how it is. So they dubbed me Fopra. Phoprah, as in nice. Dr. Fopra.
Nice.
Because I was tell it like it is, but I was trying to be all like, everybody just love or whatever. Yeah, it was – And then there was a joke about, you get a slap upside the head with reality. You get a slap upside the head with reality. Like,
yes.
But no, here's the thing. You know, this situation I had to deal with, they're all great guys. They all love each other. It's just, you gotta work through some things. There's nothing wrong with it. And I'm actually very proud and very happy for them because they're good guys, you know, but, and actually I'm very humbled that I was kind of asked to, you know, just kind of provide some insight. And here's the crazy thing is I'm providing insight and I'm the one with the least amount of relationship stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've did I already mention this on the podcast? I don't think I did. I'm single again.
You did.
You did mention.
So. Podcast or after? Yeah, I don't know if it was before, if it was during or after. Because if it was during, now I sound like I'm just whoring myself out, which is not the point.
No, not at all. You're not whoring yourself out.
Well,
you're
half and half now, so we have half singles and half coupled.
Yay. And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud. but no, so yeah, that was I didn't tell a whole lot of people about the transition back to singledom because it happened right before the run. And I know some folks are probably going to be like, "Oh, that's kind of news," which it is, but I'm a little private in some aspects. I don't play all my cards and put it all out there all the time, but so now that I'm on the market again, whatever. I just want people to enjoy their thing. And what I've come to realize is I'm kind of busy.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I was the same the FOPRA for a lot of relationships when I was in college. And I had a gentleman from Louisville who would always ask me for advice. And I'm like, I was sitting there talking to him and I'm going, I realize I'm in college and you're 37. And I've never been in a relationship ever yet. I know more about this, I guess. And it just seemed awkward. But at the same time, he always listened to me and he enjoyed my advice. And that was a mess. Oh my God. Memories. And it was a mess. And I'm not even going to go into it right now, but I hope he's okay. It's been some years. I've not really talked to him, but you know what? I hope you're okay. And, I have no idea who you are with or if you're with anyone or whatnot, but you know what? I hope my advice 16 years ago has taken effect.
I agree that sometimes you kind of wonder about what happened to people in the past that you made some connections with, and you know.
Yeah, mine were. Yeah. Anyway. Moving along, please.
Well, let's go into the new poll of the week. What is the biggest disillusionment? So we got wrong age, old outdated picture, purse falling out, bad conversation, and completely stolen pics/profile or other.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we don't want to be restrictive or anything. So your vote of which is the biggest, how would you say it, offense to disillusionment, of disillusionment.
Yeah.
That's what we'll say here. Pop over to the website, cubsoutloud.com, vote in the poll. Again, feel free to add any comments. Like to hear from you. And any others are great. Those are always fun.
Yeah, they are.
Long age, old outdated picture, purse, bad conversation, stolen pics. Anyways.
Moving right along.
Yeah. With that, it's time for Love on Craigslist. Bringing the best of love lost.
Aha. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. I will start. And yes, this is one I had a couple of weeks ago. Don't hate, Gary. Don't hate.
You've been hanging on to this.
I have been hanging on this one for a couple of weeks now. Once again from Cleveland.
Apparently this somebody expects to win.
I don't think I'm not gonna win. I'm just it's just funny.
Now you're saying it's terrible. So why were you holding on to it? Anyways, go ahead.
Bald girl wanted. Man for woman, 39, Cleveland. For some reason, I find bald women attractive. I don't care why you're bald, health reasons, chemo, saving for military, or for hippie protest reasons, I don't give a damn. Just be horny, disease-free, have a hot body, and wanna fuck like crazy. I am 39, white, DDF, 220, 59, HWP, but not kin, and have plenty of stamina. If you like rough sex and enjoy being treated like a slut you are, that is huge. I am safe and sane! Exclamation point. Put bald bitch in subject. I am real and it is sunny outside.
Nice.
I like the weather reference because you know that this person's had issues in the past that we have to get that specific.
Yes. Yes. So that is my Craigslist this week.
And I like the whole, oh, he goes, like the slut you are.
Yeah.
That's just going to attract so many girls to this.
I know, right?
So needless to say, he's got a fetish for bald bitches.
Yeah. And he doesn't care how they're bald. He just wants them bald. I don't care. Don't care at all.
Fun times.
Fun. Sad.
Gary? Yeah.
Oh, is it Mike? I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. Your name is on the second one.
Yeah. You know what? I was looking at pretty pictures. Don't hate.
It's not until after the show.
Too late. All right, so I had to leave my local area. I had to extend my mileage circumference because my home area got boring. So this one, I don't know if it's great, but yeah, it says all options are on the table if you're under 28, yo, which I think means years old.
I like it as
so. Yeah, I like it as yo as well. Here we go. It says, hey guys, it's Sunday, and I'm in the search of a fellow DL, horned, and curious bud around my age, only for some DL fun with no recip needed at my place today. Possibly looking to add a third to my and my girl's sex life, depending on how we click. Not into endless BS or games, not out to anyone here. Very, very clean, great ass, six cut, average build. Looking for a guy that's looking to get off and go. No BS or talking, no names, you just come over, watch some porn, and get worked over, and you leave. With our cell numbers, free to host today till 6 p.m., I'm very oral, love to service, down to bend over and let you go to town on my tight ass too. Please, be straight curious, under 28, yo, only, and have pics, and be able to travel. Girlfriend at school all day, looking for guys in the same situation only, let's talk. Glory hole available for ultimate anon. Would need pics, and I have pics of her too, but again, both of us are bi, so would have to be cool with fun with one or both of us. Be for real, or don't reply. Free till 6 p.m. today, Penns Beach, Florida. We are for real, send your stats, age, and location, and pics. And it finally ends.
Wow.
Oh, good lord.
Well, they're specific, they know what they want.
Yeah.
And they repeat themselves a couple of times.
Yeah.
and are confusing because it's all on the DL, but we're open. And I want a straight guy, but I'm bi. And I got a girl, but she's not here.
I was like, by, we're by together, but I'm in the closet. She doesn't know.
What the fuck is this?
Exactly. It just was, it was just really, 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 really confusing. And he wants to do all this stuff, but he also has a glory hole, which I'm assuming is going to be a sheet. Yes, there is my bitch of the week. A glory hole is not a sheet over a door or a hallway with a hole in it. That is not a glory hole. That is a sheet with a hole in it. Yes, you can be anonymous, whatever, but our, and it's not necessarily a sheet. If it's plastic or tarp, I want a glory hole that I can hold on to or press against and not fall through and ruin the whole moment. Yeah. No. Glory holes are holes in walls, are dividers or whatnot that were found or, you know, put in a hole, you know. No, it's not anything but that. If you call it anything else.
A wall with a hole in it.
Yes.
And completely useless. I'm sorry. I can't.
What's completely useless?
He doesn't like glory holes. Okay.
It's no fun. I can't, like, grab the guy's head and start ramming my cock down his mouth.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on how big the hole is in the wall.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty big holes, but usually it's just up that the top of the hole is like right where you put your dick in, and then there's just space underneath.
Yeah, it's difficult. If it's not your thing, it's not your thing.
It's not my thing. That's all I'm saying.
But yeah, so there's my bitch of the week. Glory hole. It's not a hole in a seat. No. Don't say I have
more importantly, if your partner, if you go to visit your partner and they have a hole in their sheet, you know what they've been up to.
Ha!
No, I think they probably use a separate sheet in any case. So
yeah.
Yeah, sleeping with a hole in your sheet is probably kind of awkward.
Well, I'm pulling mine out. This particular ad's gotten a lot of attention this week, including from the Huffington Post, so you know it's good.
Wow.
It is Seeking Robb Stark Lookalike from Game of Thrones.
Brilliant.
Woman from L25. I'm an avid fan of George R.R. Martin's series Game of Thrones, both the show and books and the show. I recently purchased a replica of the Iron Throne as seen in the television show and need a partner to play out an elaborate fantasy. First, I want to point out, this Iron Throne replica, according to the article, is $30,000.
What?
So, this is quite a fantasy. Continuing, in my fantasy, I am Daenerys Stormborn Targaryen, mother of dragons and rightful heir to the Iron Throne and the Seven Kingdoms. After crossing the Narrow Sea and defeating the forces of Westeros, it is within my power and right to slay all of those who betrayed my family and denied me my rightful place for so many years. The most vile enemies of House Targaryen, House Stark, and House Baratheon must pay the highest price. All those who fought against the Mother of Dragons are slain, all except one. When I come to Robb Stark, spoilers, he's dead. Our eyes lock and something moves inside of me. I realize I need to have him, want him, and all I can tell is he is thinking the same. I order my guards to throw him in the dungeon, and later that night, I have him brought to me in the Iron Throne Room. There, on the Iron Throne I've so recently won, I make wild and passionate love with him repeatedly. Please respond only if you look like Robb Stark. I would appreciate pictures, but please, no names. In order to stay as true to the fantasy as possible, I only want to refer you to refer to yourself as Robb Stark. You will need to provide your own clothing. Please keep in mind that I have only recently participated in a battle and been thrown in a dungeon, so you will not be wearing the nicest furs. I'm looking for a Stark in the streets, but a wildling in the sheets.
Oh my god. That is taking fantasy role playing to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Whole other level.
Wow. I think Eric won that one.
Yeah.
Just maybe, possibly.
Yeah,
I got nothing to say because I don't watch the show. I don't understand, but yeah,
it's fan fiction. Take it to a whole new level. That's for certain.
Yeah, I did a Google search, obviously, of Robb Stark, and yeah, he's kind of cute, I guess. It's kind of like, what is the actor portraying his name? I keep forgetting that, but you know, that's Richard really Penn. That's really who you're attracted to. You know, think of it that way. But whatever, you're an actor playing a role. It is not the role. That is you.
Yes. I'm hearing static. That's all I can say. Anyways, moving on into our links. Eric, what do you got for us?
Well, mine I've already posted a couple places, but it's so worth it. And it is How to Eat Like an Animal. If you haven't seen this, it's about 2 minutes of the funniest thing that's been posted all week. Minute and a half, actually.
Yeah.
And you've really just got to kind of watch it. It's a very much visual comedy.
Yeah, very visual. Oh, my God. I think I saw this. I originally saw it on Tumblr as, like, animated GIFs. And it's hilarious. It's stupid, but it's so freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I think I'm next. Yes. I'm next. And mine is Post-it Note Arcade. I've also seen this, you know, around, and I really like it. I think it's hilarious. Not hilarious, but it's awesome. And this guy basically, or I don't know if it was a guy or a bunch of guys or whatever, but they took Post-it notes and they did a stop motion animation of like various video games, and it's just freaky.
It's very cool.
Yeah, it's fun, but it's like, why do people have this much time? That's my only kind of thing. But it was just, I'm so happy they did because it's freaking amazing. But yeah, that's my second thought is, wow, that's a lot of time. And then, you know, getting it just right. And then like Mrs. Pac-Man one, I love, because you just got to wonder how, you know, they had to get it around and do all the things. And then they, you know, when she eats a ghost, they get the points and everything. And that's just, it's just freaking awesome. So yeah. Yep.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It is very cool.
But yes, time consuming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he posted it took the guy who did it 9 months to complete.
Yeah, something like that.
Speaking of the stop motion, there's one where they did Mario, but it wasn't Post-it notes.
Huh.
It was done over in Germany or in Sweden, but they did it all with like miniature figurines or something.
Huh.
It was very cool though. Like, and then there was a series of videos as to how they did it or whatever.
Yeah.
So, all right. If you guys have not seen this yet, my pick is one that I found quite hysterical. For those of you that are somehow not aware, there's another Star Trek movie coming out very soon. And I believe it's called Star Trek Into Darkness, which everybody's freaking blowing their minds over because apparently the Star Trek Enterprise smashes into the planet, or it looks like it does, or something of that sort.
Into the water, at least.
Yeah. And so someone did a really fun, not really, I don't know if you want to call it a spoof, but they took the trailer audio and they placed it to comic cartoon Duck Dodgers.
Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
So a friend of mine posted it, my best friend, Heather. She's a huge Marvin the Martian, like, kind of geeky fan. And so she posted it, and it's quite funny because it's the audio, but it's all these cartoon clips mashed together to make the trailer as if it was Looney Tunes, like with Duck Dodgers. So
nice.
I found it quite fun to watch.
I'm going to have to see this because I love Looney Tunes. I was actually just talking about it the other day. So yeah.
And Jeff, what about you?
I don't have a YouTube pick.
That's okay.
Because before the show, I had these very tasty pork and leek dumplings from P.F. Chang's. Their home menu edition. So they've been selling these like bag things, mm-hmm. and they've got some appetizers. So they've got various, you know, essentially pot stickers and spring rolls that they have, which you can easily cook in a pan. There's also they also have noodle meals and meals. And one of my favorite of the meals is the General Chang's chicken, which I think is supposed to be General Tso's chicken. They're just putting the brand name or something in it, which is very tasty. And it's super, super easy because basically you take a skillet, a 10-inch skillet or 12-inch skillet, depending on which meal you got. You put it on a cold a burner. You dump the contents of the bag in. You cover it up, and then you turn it on to medium high, and then cook it for the time that it says. And I think for the General Chang's, I think it's like 11 minutes or something. And then, you know, occasionally stir. And then it's like done.
It sounds
so
good.
It's really, I mean, all the sauce and all the vegetables and everything's in there. And you just kind of dump it in. So it's nice, quick, and easy to do. So it's perfect for me.
Yeah.
What I like to also do is make some rice. And basically, I make some rice, put that on the plate, and kind of spread it out. And then put this on top of that. And it's supposed to be a meal for two, but for me, it's a meal for one. And they've got shrimp and garlic sauce, ginger chicken and broccoli, Shanghai style beef, sweet and sour chicken, orange chicken, beef with broccoli.
So you can have
General Chang's chicken.
So you can have P.F. Chang's at home and not have the whole restaurant.
In their fact that they have on the website, which I have linked. They actually says, is this just like what it has there? No, it's not exactly like it, but it's as close as we can get. So it's not going to be exactly the same, but pretty darn close.
Yeah. Have restaurant style food at home. Mm-hmm. I like that. I used to get the TGI Fridays, the loaded baked potato mm-hmm. bites or whatever they're called. Yeah. All right.
Food is good.
That's my line. That's it.
Food is good. Yes. So,
it's very filling. I could probably see how it could be considered as a dish for two, but for some reason, it's just a really big one person to me.
As Margaret used to say, dish for two for one.
Because you look at the serving size. Well, if you look at the serving size on practically anything, you're like, no, that's not. You get one of those Snickers things, which it has split in two, and it says there's two servings, you know, because it's split into two. And I'm like, no, that's one serving. It's just two bars. That's all.
Speaking of which, the biggest lie in advertising, fun sized.
Yeah. I really hope in the fun size ones, when you look at the serving size, it says two bars or something like that. It's like you get one, you got half a serving or a quarter of a serving or something.
Yeah, no, it's one. Or have some. I bought some Dove chocolate mini eggs from, you know, after Easter kind of thing. And the serving size, I believe, is 6 of the eggs.
Okay, that might be more reasonable.
No, it's not.
Oh, you said mini eggs, so they're probably like an inch long or something.
Yeah, they're about an inch long. Yeah, they're no, it's no. It is.
I'm sorry, 6 inches just doesn't work for me. Anyway.
Wow.
Said I got an innuendo joke in there.
Aren't you? It's gonna be a podcast without at least one, right?
Size queen.
All right, so there's plenty of ways to contact us. Pop over to our website, cubsoutloud.com. Shoot us an email at cubsoutloud@gmail.com, where you can also send little voice memos that you're recording on your phone or something. Or leave us a message, even easier. Just call us at 361-265-8255. That's 361-COL-TALK. Pretty easy to remember. Just need to remember the 361 and then it's COL-TALK. That's pretty easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You're not calling. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Anyways. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/CubsOutLoud. Facebook at facebook.com/CubsOutLoud. Google Plus at gplus.2/CubsOutLoud. Also, please pop over to Bear Underground and join our group. I appreciate it very much. You can find me anywhere as Box Puppy, Box Tech, Box Cub, something like that. If you want to find my naked pictures, you're probably going to find it in some way like that.
Theater Cub 79 on Bear 401, Bear Underground, our Tumblr. I do have a Tumblr page. Yay.
You can find me as GamerBear 75 on Bear Underground, as GamerBear on Bigger City, or as Eric Patton on Google Plus.
And I'm known as GareBear 73 pretty much anywhere I want to be found on the web.
At least he
there are places he doesn't want to be found, and he's something totally different.
Hello. If I'm going to be a celebrity in the future or a person of notoriety, I have to have some anonymity.
I know, of course. I have a very different porn name, too, although I didn't choose it.
Okay.
So yes. Nobody Google Bear Gear 75.
Obviously, long year, but anyways. And I just want to give a quick shout out before we sign off. I want to thank everybody that came to the run and the guys that helped me put it on as the committee, the volunteers. It was great. It was good fun, and I'm looking forward to next year. That's all.
And for those of us who couldn't go, we thank you for the pictures, everybody.
Yeah, there needs to be like a drench for Tumblr where the other pictures go.
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Speaking of Tumblr, we need to get to it. Say goodnight, everybody!
Goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
I've seen bigger glory holes than that. That's actually a okay size.
Yeah.
But no, I've seen some that are like the length of an entire thigh.
Yeah. I've seen some ones that are basically it's meant for if someone wanted to do everything, you know.
Which like begs the
there's
question.
There's the wall in the way. I tell you, the glory holes are actually useless. I really don't get them.
I like them sometimes. Don't get me wrong.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stop recording.